Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that retail sales fell unexpectedly in March. Retail sales dipped 1.1%. It was the biggest decline in 3 months and a much weaker showing than the 0.3% increase that analysts expected. A big drop in auto sales led the overall slump in demand. Sales also plunged at clothing stores, appliance outlets, and furniture stores. Excluding autos, retail sales fell by 0.9% after a 1% rise in February. And the Labor Department today says that U.S. producer prices fell unexpectedly in March and also notched the largest year-over-year decline since 1950 as energy prices slipped. The seasonally adjusted index for prices paid at the farm and factory gate fell by 1.2% last month versus a 0.1% gain in February. Analysts had forecast producer prices would be unchanged in March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.45 is down 112 points. The NASDAQ 1641 is down 11, and the S&P 500 at 848 is down 10.63.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural forecasts is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we're going to talk a little bit about the precipitation across the U.S. over the next week or so. Looks like we're going to start to trend away from the very active weather pattern we've had across the most of the Corn Belt. It will remain quite wet across western sections, especially in the panhandle of Nebraska, where they could see upwards of 3 inches of rain over the next 5 or 6 days. Another area that looks to be extremely wet is in eastern Texas and across Louisiana. Some locations there looking at a storm system that could drop as much as 6 or possibly even more inches of rain across just south and east of the Dallas area and in through, again, eastern Texas and across generally northern Louisiana. But very wet conditions appear to be setting up for the southeastern portion of that region. And they will start to turn the spigot off for portions of Alabama and Georgia, northern Florida, where they've been pounded consistently over the last week with very heavy rain. Across the eastern Corn Belt, this current system that's bringing light to moderate rainfall across the far eastern Corn Belt is going to start to move away, and most areas there seeing less than an inch of rain over the next week or so. Again, it looks like the wettest areas will be from the western portion of the Corn Belt, far western portion of the Corn Belt, down through the south central states over the next week. A couple days of dry weather will occur in the western Corn Belt today into Wednesday. Dry weather in Illinois and parts of western Kentucky today through Friday. Again, the precipitation today not amounting to even a tenth of an inch across the areas. And that means that some well-drained fields may start to firm up enough for field work to occur, but progress will be slow, not widespread. We still need that big warm-up, and we are starting to see in the longer-range models indications that by the end of the month, we will start to get a much warmer air into the area. A few days of net drying during the early and middle part of next week for most of the Midwest. A large percentage of the fields becoming firm enough for field work at that time. And the Delta in the southeast, again, yesterday they had another day of heavy rain with as much as 3.5 inches of rain across the Florida Panhandle into central and southern Georgia. Flooding expanded and may threaten some corn and winter wheat fields there. Rain fell on 70% of the Delta with amounts from up to just over a tenth of an inch in most common areas. A few areas in, over an inch of rain in Arkansas. And in Mississippi, they picked up almost a full inch of rain. Lows this morning were in the 40s in the Delta and 50s and 60s in the southeast. So they're starting to warm up as well. They, again, look for a nice dry stretch of days. And it does look like locations in the Delta and the southeast will see a few days of drying before widespread rain returns to the region Friday in the Delta and in southeastern states. And Saturday, some field work will be accomplished in the best drained areas. Quickly looking at Argentina, the rain potential remains good for late this week and into the weekend. And again, on the 23rd and the 24th of the month, however, resulting rainfall not expected to be very heavy. And interruptions into the harvest progress should be relatively brief. In Brazil, very little change for their weather pattern expected over the next week or so. Showers quite limited in the southern part of the nation, while they occur a little more often in central and the north. Resulting rainfall will not be as great as it was earlier in the month, and that should allow better crop maturation and harvest conditions to improve from Minas Gerais into Mato Grosso, where it has been wettest for the longest period of time. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 570 and three quarters, up three quarters, last trade up a quarter. July, 579 and a half, unchanged, last trade up one quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 524, up three quarters, last trade up three quarters. July, 535 and a half, up three quarters, last trade up one. May corn opened at 387, down a half, last trade up a quarter. July, 397, down a quarter, last trade up a half. December, 419 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade unchanged. May soybeans opened at 10.19 and a quarter, down 2 1/4, last trade up 8. July, 10.13 and a quarter, down 2 1/2, last trade up 8 and a quarter. November, 9.25 and 3/4, down 1 1/2, last trade up 10. January of 2010 opened at 9.28, down 6, last trade up 7. May soybean meal opened at 312.80, down 30, last trade up 170. May soybean oil opened at 36.06, unchanged, last trade up 64. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans continues to show strength. And overnight, we saw a new high for the move from the beginning of March, while corn continues to move sideways.
Yep, and the beans are due to several things. One, China continues to buy to continue to build the reserve. Two, we continue to get reports that the Argentinian crop is going to be smaller, maybe 37 to 39 million metric tons. And we also have China buying from us still instead of from Argentina, due to the worries that they have about getting anything delivered from Argentina because of the farmer and government mess on the 35% taxes on their beans.
And the corn moving sideways because?
Corn moving sideways probably due to the weather. Worried that we won't get it planted in some ways and then realizing that we can plant corn in 6 to 8 days once the weather does straighten out. And the weather forecasts after this week are supposedly a little drier.
Yeah, we saw that 2% of the crop has been planted for corn. That's not unexpected. And as you say, corn can be planted very quickly.
That was equal to last year's also.
It was equal to last year's as well. And so is corn essentially a sideways trading affair in here?
Well, we haven't been able to get through that 836 to 838 area. We've went up there several times. If we can get through that and get through 40, we could see it go another 20, 30 cents. If not, we'll see it sideways for a while.
And do you like soybeans in the noves exceeding at least at a minimum the highs for February, which would be right around 980? No, excuse me, 960?
It wouldn't surprise me by the way the old crop's being drugged, but I would be long in the old crop, the July and November. If we really went up to those numbers, I would be ready to be selling cash or buying puts or selling futures.
We're hearing now that old crop by September carry out could be sub 150. And if that was the case and you wanted to play a little bit more what if and assume that the planting went pretty well for corn, you could have a pretty nice little rally in beans come fall.
That's a possibility. I think the weather and how we get planted in the next 6 weeks will be a big determinant of that. We got to remember last year we were late planting and still had great yields on both corn and beans. And we just don't, those are all unknowns that right now, don't put them all in one basket. We could see some highs, have some traps to catch some of those higher prices.
So exceedingly quick, just the prices for the opening.
We're talking corn 6 to 10, or beans rather, soybeans 6 to 10 higher. Corn unchanged, up 1, and wheat up 1 to up 4.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.